That is to be expected. Number one, Namibia is a state governed on three main principles. One is democracy, the second is the rule of law, and then the third, justice for all. The second constitutional principle is, it is under Article 18 of the Namibian Constitution, which stipulates that administrative bodies, such as ministries and or administrative officials, such as the Minister of Mines and Energy, must act reasonably and lawfully and comply with the common law and legislation. So, under those circumstances, the Minister of Mines and Energy, according to the governing legislation, does not have authority to revoke the license to the Chinese company.
But the minister said he revoked the license because the company obtained the license after a flawed application process. Doesn't he have the right to come back to review his own decision?
Not at all. Not at all. Under the governing law with which the minister must comply, stipulates, according to the judge, that the minister must approach the court for that decision. He cannot do that himself.
It seems there's been some dispute or conflict between the Chinese mining company and the Namibian government. The Namibian government's banning the company from exporting unprocessed lithium. What is going on?
The government, I think, in that case is right to guard its resources, because it's the government is the custodian on behalf of the Namibian state of mineral resources and all other resources under the sun in Namibia. Therein, the government is quite correct. The problem is the procedure, how to go about it to cancel the license accorded to the Chinese company.
What lessons do you think other African countries with vast deposits of minerals and other natural resources can draw from the Namibian experience?
I would really advise all African countries to guard their mineral resources, because now in the world of competition, you cannot survive if you are not guarding the resources of your country to benefit your own population. So African countries and other countries out there in the developing world should take a cue from the Namibian government, which tried indeed, although flawedly, to guard its resources against exploitation by richer countries such as China and others. In that case, I commend the Namibian government, but at the same time, the rule of law must be observed.